So the Cold War hysteria, yes, and the Red Scare. I mean, I think when I think of it, I think of all the different facets and different parts of the Red Scare that existed. You know, there was like the Hollywood scare where people were blacklisted, directors, actors who were accused of being communists and, you know, weren't given roles because of it. And then there was also, you know, the pink or the lavender scare where they tried to link communism to being gay and homosexuality within the government. And what's his name?
MacArthur.
McCarthy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, McCarthy was, you know, the guy who really led the way with the Red Scare and trying to weed out communism in the U.S., and especially within the armed forces.
Yeah, you know? And obviously the Red Scare is centered on politics, and with McCarthy, I mean, he just saw an opportunity to gain more popularity, and we can see parallels with that. Throughout history, one could say Hitler or one could say Donald Trump, for example. But certainly the elements of politics comes to it with the Red Scare. And obviously the fear that was generated in domestic politics and foreign policy, too, because Cuba was, you know, taken over, if you will, by Russians from the American perspective. So it was just a couple miles away from the shores of Miami, and so many American politicians felt like there was a direct threat coming. So the hysteria perhaps still exists.